Welcome to the Voice of the End Time radio broadcast from the End Time Revival Center, Assemblies of God Church, Adenta, Accra. It is our hope and prayer that as you listen to God's word, He will meet you at your point of need. God bless you for tuning in. Join us as we listen to God's word through His servant, Reverend Francis Nyaku.
Evil flame. When trouble blows, Jehovah sees.
We praise God for the gift of life, of protection, and we bless Him for all the goodness. Indeed, our God is good, and His mercies endures forever. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, even now and forever, in Jesus' name. For a shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Amen. May the Spirit of the Lord rest upon you as you listen to my voice this afternoon. May the Spirit of counsel come upon you. And may the power and the knowledge of the Spirit be your possession. Even as you delight in the Lord, as you purpose in your heart to love Him and to live for Him for the rest of your life. This afternoon, I begin a series I have captioned, "In Him, it has always been yes." In Him, it has always been yes. Say it along with me. In Him, it has always been yes. And our scripture verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 19 and 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 19 and 20. "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in Him it has always been yes." Verse 20, "No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Amen. Let me take the second part of verse 19 again. "But in Him, it has always been yes." Father, we bless you that in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, your promise, no matter how numerous to us, have always been yes. May it be so in our lives this afternoon. May it be yes. And in your name, Lord, empower us to say the amen to that. In Jesus' name, amen. In Him, it has always been yes. It's sometimes difficult to determine a right course of action when there are many available options. It becomes even more difficult if virtually all the options have similar attributes and one cannot establish from the onset what the likely consequences of choosing any one of them are. Yet, once in a while, one gets the rare opportunity to effortlessly choose the most beneficial option, simply because its distinguishing features are clear enough for all to see. Here is one of such wonderful opportunities. In fact, it is the best offer you could ever have in your entire lifetime. Jesus Christ. Let me repeat it again. Jesus Christ. And say it after me, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the book of Matthew chapter
16 verse 13 to 17. The Bible says that one day when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." Amen. Yet, people on earth, the 6 billion dwelling on earth at this point in time, have several views, several viewpoints as to who Jesus Christ is. But today, the great question I want to ask you is this: who do you say Jesus is? But blessed art thou if you can say with Peter that thou art Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It takes a revelation from heaven to draw such conclusions. He is the Son of the living God. You don't even need to think twice, because he's the embodiment of everything you could ever wish for in a friend, a partner, a companion, a confidant. He is the most intelligent being, so loving, caring, humble, considerate, patient, helpful, and reliable. Indeed, a reliable companion is Jesus. Can you imagine? With him, your present happiness is assured and your future bliss is secured. With him, the fulfillment of your dreams, wishes, and goals in life is guaranteed. Jesus will guarantee your future dreams, your wishes, and goals in life. He is ever sensitive to your feelings, ever ready to listen to you, and ever willing to share your pains, your worries, your fears, and heartaches, including those you are often ashamed to share with other people. This is indeed a loving God and a Savior. I want to recommend to you Jesus Christ. He is indeed the matchless Messiah. He is the only one who perfectly knows and understands your strange and unusual habits. You don't even have to explain anything to him, because he's already familiar with your strengths and weaknesses. And he loves you just the way you are. Jesus loves you just the way you are. Every other person could come into your life for their own selfish reasons, but his sole mission in your life is to give you abundant life. Others have their motives for coming into your life, but Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance." He has prepared for you life in its abundance. A life of perpetual peace, triumph, contentment, and fulfillment. Every other person could deceive, disappoint, and desert you when you need them the most. But this man's love is constant and it is everlasting. And that is not all. He is also very powerful. Oh, he's so powerful. Jesus is so powerful. And listen, in him, it has always been yes. Whatever you have desired, imagined, dreamed for yourself, the Bible says in him, it has always been yes. I know his help is constant, and his help is everlasting. But that's not all. He's also very powerful. Oh, he's so powerful. At his command, the mountains of problems, difficulties, sicknesses, diseases, and afflictions are rolled away. And at the mention of his wonderful name, Jesus, the heavens are opened unto you. Showers of blessings are released, and every enemy of your soul is discomfited, confused, or embarrassed. The moment you accept to go with him, he gives you unlimited power. I know whatever is called frustration, miseries, and attacks from your archenemy Satan will eventually have to give way. For Jesus, he is Lord. In him, it has always been yes. And I want you to place your right hand on your chest and tell yourself, in him, my situation will be yes. It will indeed be yes. Amen. In him, it has always been yes. And this situation or this statement actually implies the matchless greatness of the Messiah. And that is what I am going to zero on this afternoon. The matchless greatness of the Messiah. He's great in his personality and he's great in his redemption. The matchless greatness of the Messiah. What do I mean by the matchless greatness of the Messiah? Every now and then a man arises in the world, on the world scene, and proclaims, I am the greatest. I am the greatest. We are heard of great kings, emperors, great statesmen, great sportsmen and women, great entertainers, great inventors, great scientists. Some have taken great pains and made out time to trust out and celebrate their pioneers and greatest personalities. Unfortunately, the greatest man today usually becomes the fading star of tomorrow. Note, the greatest man today usually becomes the fading star of tomorrow. Their greatness simply does not last. Consider the great Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, of whose greatness we read again and again in the prophecy of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 31 verse 2 to 13 and verse 18. Ezekiel 31, 2 to 13 and verse 18. The Bible says, Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom are you like in your greatness? Indeed, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon with fine branches that shaded the forest, and of high stature, and in its top was among the thick boughs. To which of the trees in Eden call you then be likened in glory and greatness? To which of the trees in Eden will you then be likened in glory and greatness? Yet you shall be brought down with the trees of Eden to the depths of the earth. You shall lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with those slain by the sword. And this is Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God. Pharaoh was glorious in his royal majesty. He had riches and a name easily won the envy of his peers or friends. But today, Pharaoh is no more. Today, Pharaoh is no more. His glory is dimmed and his kingdom gone and forgotten. The word of God reminds us that all men are like grass. 1 Peter 1:24. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away. Here comes Nebuchadnezzar, the great king, who led his Babylonian empire into the golden era. At the height of Nebuchadnezzar's glory, God revealed to his servant Daniel how great he was. His greatness knew no bounds and was unequaled. But for all that, it was a transient and vain one. Today, Nebuchadnezzar is no more. The memory of his kingdom remains only in the outdated books of historians and archaeologists. Like all the great men and women that lived before and after him, Nebuchadnezzar holds on greatness. His greatness was one that was at best shaky and temporary. Apart from Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian Empire, history talks about the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian and the Roman Empire. Talk about Alexander the Great. And talk about great kings like Constantine. They built great empires, great cities, great kingdoms. But today, they are no more. Look back into our history as Ghanaians. You can find a lot of great kings, great kingdoms, politicians that wielded so much power, religious leaders. They were mighty in their day, but today they are no more. Listen, there's one name that stands out sure, that rules and reigns supreme above all, the name Jesus Christ. And this is the very name I want to recommend unto you this afternoon. The name Jesus is matchless. He is the matchless Messiah. He's matchless in his power. He's matchless in his redemption. And I announce to you this afternoon, listen, in him, it has always been yes. Because he was, he is, and he will forever be. You know, he has been in eternity, and he will live forever. His kingdom has no end. In fact, no one installed him king, and therefore no one has power to remove him. All who are in power today came into power as a result of man electing them or installing them into a place of a power, a place of power and authority. And so one day they will be removed, or their period of reign will be over. But thank God, Jesus is king and his kingdom rules and reigns forever. Jesus is king and he is the matchless Messiah. In him, it has always been yes. It is for us to establish the amen in our lives, family, and forever. Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is matchless in his greatness. Number one, because he is greater in his person. Jesus is greater in his person. He's a son of God. Jesus, while he's on earth, was conscious of two things: his personal relationship with his father and his special mission on earth. One day when he went to Jerusalem to a feast with the parents, where they looked for him and did not find him, eventually they found him in the temple. He remarked, "Don't you know that I should be about the business of my father?" Whilst on earth, as young as 12 years old, he knew that he was the Son of God and that he was on a special mission on planet earth. The Father also confirmed this At the River Jordan where Jesus was baptized, the Father spoke. The Bible says as soon as Jesus went up out of the water, heaven was opened. And the Spirit of God descended like a dove and lightning on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son I love, with whom I'm well pleased. This is my Son I love, in whom I'm well pleased." This afternoon, as you listen to me, in the name of Jesus, I pray that heaven will be opened and the Spirit of God will minister unto you, and God will testify concerning you. God will lift you up. Jesus himself manifested clearly by making several claims to the fact that he is the Son of God. He declared that confidently by putting himself side by side with the divine activity. He said, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Or in other words, as the Father works, so do I also work. He also remarked, "I came from the Father, and my Father has sent me." John 20:21. In another place he said, "I and my Father are one," which implied that he placed himself a par with the Father. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus also spoke with authority, not using words like, "In my opinion, it may be," but he always stated. And he stated it emphatically, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," without any apologies, "Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and in him it has always been yes concerning your situation." It has always been yes. Listen, God has always desired that your situation turned around, that you be victorious, that it indeed be yes concerning that situation. If you agree with me this afternoon, if you agree with God's word this afternoon, if you let faith arise to you and declare alongside God's word that comes to you this afternoon, if only you can declare along with God and say, "Yes, in him it will be yes concerning my situation," I know a miracle will take place. For I can see God's visitation right where you are. I can see God touching your situation. I can see God lifting you up. I can see God and his favor over your life in abundance. I can see heaven opened over your life. I can see heaven opened over your business and over your family. I can see God opening a new page in your life. Jesus declared that indeed he was, he is, he will always, forever be the Son of God. The disciples of Jesus testified to this fact as well. In Matthew 16:16, Peter remarked, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You are blessed." Jesus replied, "Because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you." Oh, if you will come into conclusion with me and with God's word that indeed Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and indeed he is the Messiah, he will manifest himself in your situation. One evening after the crucifixion, the Bible says, when the disciples thought they had labored in vain because their master was dead, the Bible says they shut themselves up for the fear of the religious leader. Jesus appeared to them. He stood among them. He didn't need keys or any human strength to unlock the doors, but he spoke to them. He said, "Peace be with you." He knew they were troubled. He showed them his hands, his side, signifying a completed job. The work of your salvation and the work of my salvation, the work of the salvation of the world is completed. The Bible says they were filled with joy. I don't know what areas of your life you have closed doors. Jesus has power to open them. He will speak peace to you. And I speak peace into that situation. He says, look at my hands. Look at my side. The work is completed. And you can rejoice today. Because in me, it has always been yes. And I speak to you this afternoon. Look at his hands. The pierced hands. Look at his sides. He said the work is completed. It is finished. And in him, it has always been yes. And it is yes concerning your situation. The Bible says Thomas, one of the 12, was not there then. And he will not believe. But on the 8th day, they were gathered together again. Jesus revealed himself again. He said, Thomas, come. Just feel my hands, feel my side. It is me. The Bible says, Thomas bowed in worship and he exclaimed, my Lord and my God. And this is the position Jesus will want to bring you this afternoon. A position of worship when you will recognize him. Not as a Jesus in the history books. Not as Jesus who once lived, a prominent person, a good person in history. But a Jesus who is alive today. A Jesus who is present in your situation. A Jesus who is close by. Who is speaking to you right now. Who is showing you his pierced hands, his pierced side. As a testimony of a completed work for you, for me, and for the world. In him, it has always been yes. Beloved, Jesus Christ is matchless. He's indeed matchless in his greatness. He is the matchless Messiah. I recommend him to you this afternoon. I want to end here today. God willing, next time I come your way, we shall look at the second segment of this theme. Note, we have been talking about the fact that in Jesus Christ, it has always been yes. And we have been looking at Jesus as the matchless Messiah, matchless in greatness. Until then, stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, I know you have been ministered to in a very unique way this afternoon. I personally desire to share in some of those great testimonies. Call me on this personal line. 0270-152761. 0270-152761. Until next time, stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of the End Time. It is our conviction that you've been blessed by God's Word. Please tune in every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. for life transforming messages from Reverend Francis Nyaku, Senior Pastor of the End Time Revival Center, Assemblies of God Church, Adenta Estates, Accra, located behind the Light Academy School. For prayer and counseling, please call 0208-152761 and 0302-506891 or email fynyaku@endtimeag.org. You may also visit our website at www.endtimeag.org for further information and details. We also invite you to join our special Wednesday prayer, deliverance and counseling service from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Our Sunday services are from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. In between the two services is Christian education you cannot miss, designed to expand your knowledge of the Word and deepen your roots in the Lord. We also run special services for teens and children from toddlers to 12-year-olds. Till we come your way again, stay blessed. Remember, until God gives up, you cannot give up.
Trouble, peace, when trouble.